Presentation SOS, from perspiration to persuasion in 9 easy steps, by Mark Wiskup. Every profession has its own dreaded moments. In the world of business, dreaded moments arise when it's presentation time. The good news is that we can take fear and anguish and work them for us instead of against us, and you can do so in 9 steps. 1. Using fear to your advantage. 2. The power of the power soundbite. 3. Story time. 4. Getting a great start. 5. Making PowerPoint interesting. 6. Unfriendly numbers. 7. Vocabulary not needed. 8. Wrap up with a bang. 9. Phases of preparation. 1. Using fear to your advantage. Accomplished speakers, like athletes and entertainers, recognize that sense of discomfort is a tool to help them focus, prepare thoroughly, and perform well. Let's look at the most common fears that go through our minds before a presentation. Fear 1. The audience will judge me because I'm taking up their valuable time. Yes, you will be judged. But add a little something for your listeners and you'll be judged positively. Fear 2. The audience members will not listen to me. They have been burned by other speakers. Knowing the attendees have been through this painful event before, over and over again, should help you to help them forget about their past experiences. Fear 3. The audience will tune me out. True. But give them something important to listen to and digest, and they'll be on track with you. Fear 4. The audience will not like me because I will make mistakes. Perfection should not be your main goal in presentations. It's all right to make mistakes, but just don't dwell on them, because honest mistakes will not be held against you. Fear 5. The audience will dismiss my ideas and me. The fear of not being taken seriously is realized by knowing you must build a connection between you and the audience for every idea. 2. The power of the power soundbite. Create a power soundbite, PSB, which in actuality is not a new phenomenon and has always been used by exceptional word leaders, such as Franklin Roosevelt's famous quote, "The only thing we have to fear is fear itself." This is a simple worded quote that until now rings in the ears of humanity. You, as a presenter, are encouraged to come up with a power soundbite, which is your central theme, because that is what's going to connect your listeners to you. Your PSB must be one clear idea, no matter how complex your topic is. 3. Storytelling. Storytelling is the means that will take your presentation from good to great. Audiences want to follow and learn from speakers who are inspiring and who make critical messages come alive with stories and word pictures. 4. Getting a great start. You must be prepared to bring out all your confidence and strength within the first couple of minutes. Here are some never-do tips on how not to start your presentation. Do not thank the audience for being there. Do not tell the audience how glad you are to be with them. Do not start with a joke. Do not tell the audience that you've been asked to speak about such and such topic. 5. Making PowerPoint interesting. For your presentation, PowerPoint is the tool that is meant to be used, not abused. You don't need an endless series of slides to get your point across, while the audience finds it convenient time to catch up on some sleep. A total of 16 slides is simply enough to get you through a presentation. PowerPoint is to help, not confuse your audience. Make sure that what they're hearing is what they're seeing. Use interesting but few words with large text. Your main goal is not to bore the people, make graphs and tables simple. Use real pictures where possible. People can relate to real pictures of co-workers, offices, etc. 6. Unfriendly numbers. Granted that numbers are needed at times, but much less needed than you expect. Not everyone crunches and understands numbers at the same speed. A cavalcade of numbers and their relationships to other are far more welcome on computer screens, printed reports, or spreadsheets than when they're projected on a screen and spoken to captured groups of colleagues. 7. Vocabulary not needed. Connecting with an audience is a two-step process. You've got to say things that connect or bring the audience closer to you. Then you must dump the seemingly harmless and overused expressions that disconnect or push the audience away. There are some tiresome, overabused wordings that are known to be presentation killers. Some of the wordings include, as far as I know, probably, for the most part, sort of, pretty much. Some other words that should be taken out of your dictionary, at least during your presentation, are basically, honestly, and frankly. The seemingly innocent word basically is actually a means of telling your audience that you're smarter and more intelligent than they are, so you're going to simplify everything for their simple minds to handle it. 8. Wrap up with a bang. It's time to wrap up your presentation. There are two ways to choose from to end your presentation. The repetition power close, safe and strong. It's effective and reliable to close your presentation with a carefully tied repetition of your power soundbite and supporting statement. This is a very strong approach that will help maintain your connection with the audience. The story power close. More work, more impact. This type of closure demands more of you by adding new element right towards the end of your presentation. A story. Make the story about someone you can envision in your mind. The goal is to have your audience imagining or seeing your power soundbite in action, to see it come alive. In conclusion, don't say, in conclusion. It is usually the jumpy speakers that use the words, in conclusion, to wrap up their work. It disconnects the audience from you just as you're about to build on your power close. The question and answer session. The question and answer is not only the time for you to provide more facts, it's the time for you to maintain and perhaps increase your connection with the audience. 9. Phases of preparation. By this final stage, you should have accumulated enough information to become a stronger presenter. To make sure your presentation runs smoothly, you must plan your presentation well. Then practice it. There are three phases to plan a presentation. Phase 1. Set goals. Let the goals be your guideline. Sit down with the people coordinating your presentation with you and ask them about their expectation and what they expect from the audience. Phase 2. Nuts and bolts. In this stage, you're getting all your facts and ideas organized, developing your stories. Power open and power close. You begin to build up your template, whether you plan to use PowerPoint, note cards, or whatever tool you plan to use. Create your supporting statements according to your PSB. For each supporting statement, add two pieces of data and illustrative story, then add the slides, which will be around 16 slides. After you decide on the main bulk of your presentation, then work on having a creative power open, power close, and title. Phase 3. Practice, practice, practice. As the final and last step in preparation, practice the presentation repeatedly. That will give you the bigger head, which will help you set the pace. With enough practice, you will know how to save yourself if unexpected obstacles should arise.